You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, and I want to welcome a special guest to the studio today. We have Debbie Smith, the program director for Northeast Community Action Corporation, better known as NECAC. Welcome to the studio, Debbie.
Hi. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's a good way to spend a Sunday afternoon. So, Debbie, I want to go into exactly what you guys do, because you guys provide down payment assistance is the relationship that we have with you, with Cornerstone Mortgage and NECAC. You guys help people be able to buy homes by providing them with down payment assistance. And explain a little bit about what is down payment assistance.
Down payment assistance is a program through St. Louis County that allows first-time home buyers, the majority are first-time home buyers, to purchase a home. We can help with the down payment and the closing costs, or one or the other.
When you say St. Louis County, I know the funds aren't just for St. Louis County. I guess they get dispersed from St. Louis County, but they can go to a lot of different counties around, right?
Yes, exactly. We have money available for St. Charles County and St. Louis County and the city of Florissant.
All right, so let's go over some specifics about how much money is available in some of those different areas.
In St. Charles County, there's $5,000 available. The homeowner does not pay that money back until they go to sell the home. And so that's a great way for them to get into the home, give them a little leeway in purchasing.
Okay, so $5,000 available in St. Charles County. What about in, I know City of Florissant has a specific amount?
City of Florissant has $3,500. It is a forgivable loan. And then St. Louis City has money available.
You guys may not, but there are a lot of other down payment assistance programs out there if they want to do St. Louis City, right?
Yes, there is. Now, okay. We have money for St. Louis County, and there's $3,000 for that.
Okay, and in St. Charles County, does it vary at all by where they are in St. Charles County? Does it matter if they're in Lake St. Louis or any specific areas, or is it just $5,000 for the entire county?
Anywhere in St. Charles County, there's $5,000 available.
Okay, and what about other counties that are a little bit further out? Is there any money available in any of them?
Well, there is one subdivision in Lake St. Louis, Saratoga, that there's $7,500.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's a pretty significant amount.
Yes, yes.
All right, so let's go over some of the rules on the situations where they have to pay the money back. Okay, because this, you know, if somebody's doing, most commonly I'd say, is an FHA loan, and an FHA loan will require 3.5% down. And frequently, we negotiate in for the seller to pay the closing cost and the prepaid expenses for the buyer, but they have to have 3.5% into the transaction, and that 3.5% can come from a down payment assistance program like what you guys offer at NECAC. So if they can get, say, $5,000 in St. Charles County, as an example, that goes on as a second mortgage behind the first mortgage that's an FHA loan, right?
Yes. We require some of our guidelines. We require that they get that fixed rate loan through a lender. And then once they get that fixed rate loan, they can use our money for the down payment and or the closing costs.
Okay. So it has to be a fixed rate. They can't do an adjustable rate on it.
Right.
And that's probably a good idea with most of those buyers. So they get that fixed rate loan. You guys go on as a second mortgage, say a $5,000 second mortgage if it's $5,000 in money that they get from St. Charles County, and they only pay it back when they sell the property?
Yes, or if they were to refinance, they could probably take it out again. We just don't want them pulling more equity out of the home than it's available when they do that refi.
Okay, and that's a big deal, because if somebody does want to refinance, they have to get a second mortgage to do what's called subordinate. And if somebody does a down payment assistance like through MHDC is a popular one, they will not subordinate. So those people can never refinance. And, you know, that's another reason that I don't normally recommend a lot of MHDC loans. I like what you guys do at NECAC, because, you know, that's money that they can refinance if they want to.
Absolutely. There's a subordination worksheet that they will fill out at that time if they're going to refi. And so basically, we're just looking to make sure that they're getting a better deal than they have existing.
Okay, so if they sell the property, and let's say if they sell it in 3 years, they have to pay back the $5,000 with the proceeds of the sale, right?
Yes.
And if there are no proceeds from the sale, so if property values went down or after realtor fees or something, that they're not going to have enough money to pay it back, how is that typically handled?
They're going to need to contact the county, and they're going to go over some different scenarios with them. So they're going to prorate it.
Okay, so there is a possibility that in those instances, if there's not any proceeds from the sale, that they may not have to come up, you know, come up with all that money at closing when they sell.
Well, to be honest with you, we tell everybody, just plan on paying your $5,000 back. That's the best way to look at it.
Okay.
If you refi, you know, you're going to take it out again. So the thing about it, though, is that there's no interest that's accruing and there's no monthly payment. It's never going to be more than $5,000.
And that's a big benefit, because if somebody is going to go take out a loan for $5,000, they're typically going to have to pay interest on it. It may help them get in the house today versus waiting. And I've talked on the show a lot about the cost of waiting. That if somebody's going to buy a $100,000 house and houses are appreciating at $5,000 per year, okay, well, if they were going to put 3.5% down on an FHA loan, that's $3,500 they'd have into the transaction normally. Okay, well, if it appreciates 5%, that's $5,000. So the house next year would cost them $105,000. So if somebody thinks, well, I don't have enough money, I'm a first-time home buyer, I don't have the down payment money, this could help provide the down payment money to buy now instead of paying more money for the house down the road.
Plus, I mean, you haven't even taken into consideration the cost of renting versus buying.
Right. And the fact that the cost of rent is going to continually go up every single year too.
Right.
But once you buy that house, you get a 30-year fixed loan, your payment's not going to continue to go up except for just small increases in taxes and insurance.
And you do have home maintenance when you purchase a home, but rates are so low right now. And when you rent, you know, you're just, that money is not going back into your pocket, so to say.
So is there any time period that they live in the home where they wouldn't have to pay the money back if it's 10 years later or something like that?
Florissant has $3,500 that is available. It is forgivable. Right now, though, they are currently out of money. It usually comes out once a year, and so it will come out again this year. But right now, they don't have money available, but that is forgivable.
Okay.
After 5 years.
And all the other money is not forgivable. They have to pay it back at some point when they sell.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that's definitely good to know. So other qualifying guidelines, can anybody use down payment assistance, or is it reserved for first-time home buyers?
There are actually areas in St. Charles County that you do not have to be a first-time home buyer. In St. Louis County, you do have to be a first-time home buyer.
Okay. All right. So in general, most people, you know, it's easiest if they're a first-time home buyer. But if not, there are some places available where they don't have to be.
That's correct. And actually, it's a very large part of St. Charles County, unincorporated St. Charles County, different areas.
I see Cottleville, St. Peter's, Weldon Springs, Wentzville, Darning Prairie, Lake St. Louis,
yes,
and unincorporated are all on the list where they don't have to be first-time home buyers.
That's correct. And or if you have not owned a home in 3 years, then you're considered a first-time home buyer again.
Okay. And then one of the other qualifications on this program are income limits, right?
Yes.
Tell us about the income limits. How does that work and why do they exist?
Well, there's an income limit, I call like an income ceiling, that they can't go over. And that's so that these programs, this money is specifically targeted to help people who need help getting in a home. Not for the very, very low income, but for those people who can afford a mortgage payment every month, but maybe they just don't have the funds to get into the home.
Right, and don't they take, is it 80% of the median income for the area, I believe, is how they calculate it. And it's going to depend on how many people are in the family. So like one person this year was $39,400, all the way up to an eight-person family is $74,250. So it's a pretty wide range.
Yes, I mean, the ceiling is pretty high, I believe, you know. And we're going to count everybody's income in the family, even if they're not on the loan itself.
Right. Definitely a little bit different in qualification, because when I qualify them for the loan, if somebody lives in the house, I don't care about their income if they're not on the loan. But they do have to count it in a program like this with down payment assistance.
Yes.
And that's the same for all the down payment assistance companies, right?
It's the same for all of our programs, yes.
Okay. All right. In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're broadcasting from the Cornerstone Mortgage Studios, and we're talking with Debbie Smith, Program Director for NECAC. It's Northeast Community Action Corporation. They provide down payment assistance, and we work hand-in-hand with them in helping buyers get into homes, especially first-time home buyers. When I've looked at 20 years of being in this business, one of the things that keeps me fresh when you've done thousands of transactions is helping a first-time home buyer, because I still remember when I bought my first house and what that felt like. It still affects me emotionally. And Debbie, you get to deal with this every day too.
Absolutely.
Do you get a lot of pride in helping people get into houses through that?
I've had people literally crying at the closing table. They're just so happy to have a home finally.
Well, and it may not be you right now that's listening that needs it, but it may be one of your kids. It may be one of your grandkids. It may be a family member that's close to you that you know has been renting for a long time. It's the kid that's in your basement, the boomerang kid that went off to college and now they've moved home and they're living with you. This is a great program to help them get in. And one of the other qualifications I think we should probably mention is the client, they do have to have a little bit of their own money into the transaction, right?
Yes, $1,000.
Okay, so they have to have at least $1,000 into the transaction. And I think that's a good idea because I found that when people have no money into a transaction, the foreclosure rates do go way up. So they need to have some skin in the game, and $1,000 is a pretty easy requirement.
Yes.
And then the inspection requirements, I know that there are a couple different inspections because it needs to be really put in place to protect your buyer, that they have to have an ASHI certified inspector, you know, have a building inspection, which we always encourage people get a building inspection, but they also need to get an occupancy inspection from whatever municipality, right?
Yes, and that's what the guidelines are all about. They're safeguards for the buyer. The inspection is a safeguard. You always want to have a building inspection. The occupancy inspection is just another way to make sure that that home is going to be livable for the buyer. And the homeownership class that we do, that's an 8-hour class. A lot of really good information kind of starts, takes them from A to Z on homeownership.
And that homeownership class is also required, right? That
they, yes, it
they
is.
They need to take that. And I think that's a fabulous idea that's 8 hours very well spent. And I go through a lot of things with the first-time homebuyer consultation that are similar to what you guys do in that. But the fact that you guys spend 8 hours with them, I think it's great. They need that class.
Absolutely. The last thing a person wants to do is hop into the car, go around a neighborhood, and fall in love with a certain house. They don't know if they can afford it. They don't know, you know, if it's going to be the right fit for them. They don't know what's required to get into the home. Our class helps with that.
Very good. Well, Debbie, I really appreciate you coming in. I'm going to make sure all your information is on our website at doughaldeman.com. It's doughaldeman.com. Look for Debbie Smith from NECAC. It's the Northeast Community Action Corporation. Long name. I like NECAC's nice and short. I like that. I like that better.
Yeah.
All right, Debbie, thank you very much for coming in today.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
I want to give a big thank you today to our guests for joining us and sharing their collective wisdom. On the Doug Haldeman Show, we'll be interviewing some of the top professionals in St. Louis to raise your level of fiscal literacy and improve your real estate knowledge. So don't forget, just a reminder for you, for all your mortgage needs, call Cornerstone Mortgage. And next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week. Yeah.